St. John of the Cross says, where there is no love, put love, and you will draw love out. Okay? Like, where there is no love, put love, and you will draw love out. And we might ask the question, well, what does God's love look like? And in today's gospel, John the Baptist gives us the answer. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Okay? Like, self-sacrificing love is what God's love looks like. The crucifixion is what God's love looks like. Perfect love of God, obedience, perfect love of neighbor. And like the lamb is the symbol of innocence. Like a lamb is like incapable of evil. Well, that's the symbol of the divinity of Christ. God is all good. God wills evil to no one. But in his humanity, he becomes a sacrifice. He becomes a lamb led to the slaughter. And it's interesting, they say that the foundation of atheism is the suffering of the innocent. Okay? Like, sometimes that's brought up as the question, well, why does God allow innocent people to suffer? The whole problem of evil is sometimes called the rock of atheism. But it's also the central mystery of our faith, okay? Because it takes faith to believe that this is the Lamb of God. The suffering of the innocent is the redemption of the world. It has been since the time of Christ, and it will be till the end of time. We said that Jesus, by his death, transformed death from a curse into a means of redemption. He made suffering the currency of redemption. In fact, they say he gave it the highest order of greatness in the world. Father John Harden says that humility united to sacrifice is the most powerful force on the earth. Okay. So the suffering of the innocent is something too pure and mysterious to just try to explain, to give some poor explanation of it. Jesus, when faced with the suffering of the widow of Nain and the sisters of Lazarus, knew nothing better to do than to be moved and weep. Okay. The Christian response to the problem of innocent suffering is wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. Taking it upon himself, like we said, he changed it from a curse into an instrument of redemption, a channel of grace. He raised it to the highest order, supreme value, gave it supreme value. And like we said, that's the history of the church. Like St. Andrew, when he saw the cross on which he was to be martyred, he said, "Hail, O blessed cross, made beautiful by the limbs of Christ. Receive me into thy arms and present me to my master, that he who redeemed me through thee may accept me from thee." And Father Ranieri Cantalamessa is the preacher of the papal household. He's been the Pope's preacher for three popes since 1980. Someone asked him, well, why have you been there so long? He's been there like 34 years. And his response was that this is where I do the least amount of damage. This is where I do the least amount of harm. But he gives a couple of examples. He says, the couple, in their acceptance of a handicapped child, unleashes an unknown capacity to love. Okay? In receiving a handicapped child, an unknown capacity of love is released. He says, a man who was faced with a little girl frozen by the cold, who cries because of her hunger pains, and the man turns to God and says, "Oh God, where are you? Why don't you do something for that innocent girl?" And God answered him, "I certainly have done something for her. I made you." See, that question, that, f- first question, what does God's love look like, is not enough. We have to ask the question that comes up in the gospel, where are you staying? It's not enough just to know where God's love looked like. We have to follow him around, okay, and see what love in action is. And the truth is, this is where Jesus Christ lives. Here is where we learn how to live. Here is where we learn how to die. Here is where we learn how to rise. Okay? We learn how to die to sin, to self. We learn how to rise to his humility, to his charity. One convert to the church said, I consumed him, he consumed me, referring to Holy Communion. I consumed him, he consumed me. Mother Teresa said that whenever she was complimented for something, she would say, it's his patience, it's his charity, it's his humility. She was taken up into his life. He was living his life through her. Just like if we eat an apple, that apple is assimilated into our body. When we receive him in Holy Communion, we are taken up into his life more fully. So like we say, here we live, here we die, here we rise. Here we learn that where there is no love, we should put love, and that's how we will draw love out.